The Equality Commission has called for the gender pay gap, indeed, to be dealt with as a matter of urgency. A matter of urgency. So what is the big problem in Northern Ireland? Let me speak to Eileen Laverty, who's the Head of Research and Policy and Compliance with the Equality Commission for Northern Ireland. Eileen, good morning. Good morning, Eileen. Good morning.
Good morning.
You can sing your reply to me just the same way I can sing the intro to you.
I could do, but sing is not one of them.
What is the difficulty here, Eileen? Explain the problem.
The situation is that gender pay reporting has been introduced in Great Britain. And there have been proposals to bring such protections in Northern Ireland, but because of the absence of our executive, they have not been introduced. And we would, of course, like to see those pay reporting regulations introduced here.
So is this the, I suppose, the most high-profile one, is all the arguments, discussions and debates in recent times about the BBC? Is it that sort of thing that we're talking about?
Certainly in Great Britain, what employers are required to do is to ask themselves, have they got a gap in pay, and to publish the details of those gaps. And that would include organisations such as the BBC.
So will men's salaries be going down to meet women's, or will women's be coming up to meet men's if there is a gender pay gap?
The question about fairness is, what are the factors which determine what the pay of someone, and are those factors the same across everybody? So it's not the issue of bringing people's pay up or down, it's the issue of fairness. Now, what we know in Northern Ireland, for example, at present, is that there is an overall gap, and we know that only from a survey, not from a kind of a population thing, but that there is a gap of about 3%. That, for those who work full-time, that gap is in favour of women. And the question we have to ask is, why is there a gap? What are the factors driving that? If the legislation was introduced in Northern Ireland, employers would, of course, be required to publish that on a regular basis and to address any gaps in pay.
Yes, but is it not misleading that? Because that was on the news about, say, a month ago or so, about the gender gap being positive for women in Northern Ireland. But when you look at it in the round, you realise that actually women are, in very many circumstances, less well off as employees in this part of the world.
Certainly there are good examples, and we have seen a number of those examples, and you've used, for example, broadcasting, where there it appears that there are big gaps in favour of men, and there doesn't seem to be a justification for those gaps.
So where are the examples, by the way, of it being in favour of women? Where are the women getting a better deal than the men in Northern Ireland?
Importantly, because there's no requirement at present to publish information on pay, actually, we don't necessarily know that. Clearly, some individuals have come out, and that would be the case in respect of broadcasting, and said, I know that I'm only getting paid this, and another broadcaster is getting paid that. But across the board, at present, there's no requirement to publish the pay of men and women.
But are women in the public sector getting a better deal in Northern Ireland?
Certainly, I think there's two things. First of all, the distinction between full-time and part-time is really important. And as I say, we have an annual survey, and that survey suggests that more women work in public service. And in public service, they're more likely to work full-time. And that is also important, because that means that they perhaps are getting promotions and moving up the ladder. So we do know that for women, the continuation of their careers has made a difference to their pay.
The fact we don't have a working executive's holding up so much, we talk about this regularly on the programme. I'd be surprised if people listening to the show were saying, oh, we got to get the executive back so as we can have the reporting of gender pay as one of the main issues. It may not be something thinking about on a daily basis, but it is relevant.
I think it's very important. I think there are your listeners who themselves would like to see evidence of the pay of men and women, because they are concerned perhaps about their own pay. And so if those regulations require to us, in Great Britain, it's large employers who are required to publish the information. That's employers with 350 employees or more. That decision hasn't been made yet in Northern Ireland. So what we're relying on in Northern Ireland, as I say, is survey work, and what we would much rather have is actually the data from large employers.
Yeah, it's not unreasonable to want the information that is available elsewhere across the United Kingdom. Finally, Eileen, people who are coming into work, young people, whether they be male or female in this day and age, they're coming in on very low terms and conditions, aren't they? They're coming in on low salaries compared to opportunities maybe 20 years ago.
Certainly, I think one of the things is any young person who is joining the labour market would want to know what are the opportunities for them to move up in terms of seniority once they take on that post. And what we don't want to see, and I think one of the difficulties is you know, many employments now are relatively precarious in that they're for short term and they're not guaranteed that they will be kept on. So I do think it would be really good in Northern Ireland if we had a government in place and they developed a pay strategy and action plans for continuing to look at those matters.
And just one final question with regards to the pay gap generally. Could the rest of the United Kingdom learn from Northern Ireland? Because we're much closer, aren't we? Even though women technically are ahead of men, it's a very minor advantage. Whereas across the UK, the pay gap can be 18% in favour of men.
Yes, our pay gap is generally a pay gap of only about 3%. And so, yes, we haven't got those big gaps that we have seen. I think there's a lot to learn, not least of which because of our experience in Northern Ireland in terms of fair employment reporting, where employers now are very used to that idea of making regular reports. And that itself has encouraged employers to look at the composition of their workforce. And that's been very valuable. And that's really what we want with gender pay as well. We want employers to look at the pay of their employees and ask themselves the questions, are these fair? Are there very good reasons why people are sitting at different pace?
Yeah, the more information we have, the better positioned we are to make informed decisions.
Absolutely.
Eileen, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Good morning.
Eileen Lavery, Head of Research Policy and Compliance at the Equality Commission in this part of the world where the women are just slightly ahead. Let me look down the corridor at all those girls that are running more than me. Ah, fair play to them.